Primal Magic Scent by Adriana Dane. Now available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. Their story began with If You Dare. Julian demanded her obedience. Rachel willingly offered her submission. The past has scarred him, and only Rachel's magic can cleanse him and help to defeat his mortal enemy. Now a potion he has created will release her magic, but only if she offers her trust to him of her own free will, and understands there's more to Julian Donata than she could possibly ever imagine. Tonight, the primal desire that is at the heart of her dominant lover will be unleashed once again. An excerpt from Primal Magic, Scent. Chapter 1. Come to me tonight. Tightening the belt on her terrycloth robe, Rachel stepped from the steam-filled bathroom into her bedroom, walked toward her dressing table. Removing the lid of the gift box, she reached inside and lifted the contents, setting it carefully on top of the gleaming wood surface of her dressing table. Her gaze admired the lush curves of the bottle as she leaned over to set the box on the floor. Something about the gift hypnotized her. It was a sensuous, bulbous figure, narrowing to a slender, sleek base, reminding her of a woman's generous, fertile curves. Her eyes widened as, unbelievably, the bottle seemed to unfold and ripple with movement. It shimmered and swayed as though caught in an unheard, decadent rhythm. She blinked but couldn't move, couldn't look away, caught in the throes of the erotic hallucination. It swayed in undulating cadence, a dance of seductive grace. The decorative glass, with raised diagonal, flowing sections at either side, at first appearing like translucent wings, at rest against the curvaceous, ebony globe, suddenly unfolded like ethereal arms, raised beseechingly to the sky. Rachel's breath stuttered in her chest at the mirage of movement. She should be frightened by the manifestation occurring before her, but all she felt was excitement and growing heat emanating outward from her center. There had always been an element of magical mystery about her trysts with Julian. Why should she be surprised at this? Wasn't that part of what drew her to him? Remove the robe. A whispered command inside her head had her reaching for her belt and shrugging from the garment as she watched the undulations of the perfume bottle before her. It fluttered and shimmered, a life force now emanating a throbbing red glow, growing wider and wider. She felt the cool air of the room slide against her skin, so different from the wet heat still lingering on her flesh from her recent bath. Panic began to leak into her mind at the unreality of the moment. Unconsciously, she lifted a hand to stroke the necklace at her throat. Julian. It grounded her, and she calmed as her searching fingers encountered the glittering collar of his possession. What was it his note had said? Open yourself to receive this special gift created for you. Feel my presence. Give to me freely, and it shall be yours. She inhaled and released a long whoosh of manic. It steadied her as she felt his essence fill her. There was nothing to fear as his special brand of magic enclosed her within its embrace. He would never harm her. She knew that in her soul. The elemental caress of his presence surrounded her, yet she knew if she chose to deny him, he would not force her or ever harm her. He always had and always would let her decide for herself. Lowering her hand to rest upon her thigh, she gazed at the bottle, opening herself to receive his gift, silently offering herself, and watched wide-eyed as the long, elegant stopper lifted effortlessly into the air. Prepare, Rachel. Accept the scent of my favor. Embrace the aroma of my dominion. Her body tingled, her nerve endings unfurling, open and ready to receive. If it brought her closer to Julian, she willingly accepted. He had to know that after all this time. She loved him with a passion that exceeded rationality, flew beyond the borders of civilized society. The bottle continued to sway in a fluid mimic of movement to an unheard beat, but something echoed inside her head, a melody calling her into motion, mirroring the undulations of the bottle. She rose from the bench and began to sway, closing her eyes, hearing inside her head the pitch of primal vibrating notes and allowing it to drive her body. The touch of smooth, wet glass against her neck made her gasp, and then the scent was inside her as her skin quickly absorbed it, an arrow of molten passion, flying through layers of societal strictures past polite response. Primal Magic, Scent, by Adriana Dane. Now available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. Their story began with If You Dare. Julian demanded her obedience. Rachel willingly offered her submission. The past has scarred him, and only Rachel's magic can cleanse him and help to defeat his mortal enemy. Now a potion he has created will release her magic, but only if she offers her trust to him of her own free will, and understands there's more to Julian Donata than she could possibly ever imagine. Tonight, the primal desire that is at the heart of her dominant lover will be unleashed once again. An excerpt from Primal Magic, Scent. Chapter 1. Come to me tonight. Tightening the belt on her terrycloth robe, Rachel stepped from the steam-filled bathroom into her bedroom, walked toward her dressing table. Removing the lid of the gift box, she reached inside and lifted the contents, setting it carefully on top of the gleaming wood surface of her dressing table. Her gaze admired the lush curves of the bottle as she leaned over to set the box on the floor. Something about the gift hypnotized her. It was a sensuous, bulbous figure, narrowing to a slender, sleek base, reminding her of a woman's generous, fertile curves. Her eyes widened as, unbelievably, the bottle seemed to unfold and ripple with movement. It shimmered and swayed as though caught in an unheard decadent rhythm. She blinked but couldn't move, couldn't look away, caught in the throes of the erotic hallucination. It swayed in undulating cadence, a dance of seductive grace. The decorative glass, with raised diagonal, flowing sections at either side, at first appearing like translucent wings, at rest against the curvaceous, ebony globe, suddenly unfolded like ethereal arms, raised beseechingly to the sky. Rachel's breath stuttered in her chest at the mirage of movement. She should be frightened by the manifestation occurring before her, but all she felt was excitement and growing heat emanating outward from her center. There had always been an element of magical mystery about her trysts with Julian. Why should she be surprised at this? Wasn't that part of what drew her to him? Remove the robe. A whispered command inside her head had her reaching for her belt and shrugging from the garment as she watched the undulations of the perfume bottle before her. It fluttered and shimmered, a life force now emanating a throbbing red glow, growing wider and wider. She felt the cool air of the room slide against her skin, so different from the wet heat still lingering on her flesh from her recent bath. Panic began to leak into her mind at the unreality of the moment. Unconsciously, she lifted a hand to stroke the necklace at her throat. Julian. It grounded her, and she calmed as her searching fingers encountered the glittering collar of his possession. What was it his note had said? Open yourself to receive this special gift created for you. Feel my presence. Give to me freely, and it shall be yours. She inhaled and released a long whoosh of manic. It steadied her as she felt his essence fill her. There was nothing to fear as his special brand of magic enclosed her within its embrace. He would never harm her. She knew that in her soul. The elemental caress of his presence surrounded her, yet she knew if she chose to deny him, he would not force her or ever harm her. He always had and always would let her decide for herself. Lowering her hand to rest upon her thigh, she gazed at the bottle, opening herself to receive his gift, silently offering herself, and watched wide-eyed as the long, elegant stopper lifted effortlessly into the air. Prepare, Rachel. Accept the scent of my favor. Embrace the aroma of my dominion. Her body tingled, her nerve endings unfurling, open and ready to receive. If it brought her closer to Julian, she willingly accepted. He had to know that after all this time. She loved him with a passion that exceeded rationality, flew beyond the borders of civilized society. The bottle continued to sway in a fluid mimic of movement to an unheard beat, but something echoed inside her head, a melody calling her into motion, mirroring the undulations of the bottle. She rose from the bench and began to sway, closing her eyes, hearing inside her head the pitch of primal vibrating notes and allowing it to drive her body. The touch of smooth, wet glass against her neck made her gasp, and then the scent was inside her as her skin quickly absorbed it, an arrow of molten passion, flying through layers of societal strictures past polite response, slicing into the primal heat hidden far beneath the surface, freeing it from the prison. "Open yourself. Show me your acceptance of what I offer." She heard his voice through the waves of deep feeling and lifted her hands to her pussy. Feeling the thick, slick cream of her arousal, she separated her engorged lips, offering herself to him. Cool, wet glass seemed to pierce the heat of her vagina as the elongated stopper slipped inside, thrusting in and out, slow and steady, her pussy clinging to it, greedy for every ounce of sensation, every glimmer of liquid it offered to her, releasing her own brand of sensual perfume in return. Thrusting against the slender invasion, she envisioned Julian's strong hands as the guiding impetus, stroking inside her, drawing her climax, needing her pure, willing response to his demands. She felt it rising, tossed her head back and forth, the fire rising inside her, until finally she fell over the edge as the ripples of orgasm pulsed through her, feeding the scent in the air around her. The solid, narrow presence inside her pussy receded, yet she couldn't seem to move, still shuddering with the effects of the release and the scent that had now become a part of her. Her eyes flew open, and she jerked as a sudden rush of heat raged a path outward, white, hot intensity. Searing her, she gasped and fell to her knees as primitive, painful longing enveloped her. Wrapping her arms around herself, she attempted to contain the emotion. Her pussy convulsed painfully as she dropped forward on hands and knees, arched her back, and screamed with a savage passion, flooding her in torrents of need. "Julian," she screamed, "help me." It was a cry from deep within the swirling vortex of her soul. He stiffened and raised his head, his hearing attuned to her cry. The change had begun. The potion he'd created would work to free the magic inside her, the essence of her ancestors. It had been a long time since he'd prepared a special potion such as this one. His lips curved upward. Yes, its ambient, woodsy aroma suited her perfectly. He'd blended it to match her passionate nature and remind her of their many trysts over the last months in the forests at the perimeter of the estate. The blend of oils contained in the bottle, when combined with the chemistry of her body, would ignite to free the contained magic of her heritage. It primed her for a mating that would be like none before, as he claimed that magic for himself, locking the power of her ancestors with his own and bringing it within his control. If she willingly accepted the compulsion of the potion, all that she was would be his to claim. In the air all around him, he heard the primal scream of her acceptance of his gift. Another test of her commitment to him. The ebony bottle was one of the few items he had carried with him when he'd fled Belinda's domain. It was imbued and forged with the essence of night under the dark tutelage of the ancient immortal witch, and he had known even then he would need its special powers one day. That day had finally arrived. He turned his head to look out into the inky blackness of night. It had been 200 years since his last encounter with Belinda and her minions. He and others who had been enslaved by her dense veil of evil, darkness, managed to escape her clutches on that long-ago night when there had been a rip in the fabric of her magic, a momentary weakness just long enough to break free. They had fled and hidden themselves, bound together to protect each other, knowing she would seek them out. They ran for their lives. Julian had known there was only one place where they had a chance of survival. Belinda had taught him well. Well enough, that is, for him to enter her mind on more than one occasion, undetected, and discover the location of a special portal. But knowing the location and reaching it safely had taken lifetimes and mortality to accomplish. He was the one who knew Belinda best, most intimately. Therefore, it had been up to him to get himself and those with him to that portal and return to the land, holding the secret of his own ancestral magic. It was the only place that had a chance of cleansing him of the black possession that marked him as a disciple of Belinda the Wicked. When they had finally found the portal and were able to pass through, thanks to Julian's blood ties, they fell into a world none of them had been familiar with. but they'd learned to adapt swiftly. His mother had been a shapeshifter who had traveled through the Arch to find her soulmate, his father, and had ended up dying in an unfamiliar alien environment of evil. Gideon, a grounded place that lay at the center of the white magic of his mother's people. Belinda was blocked from using the portal. It had always been her goal to destroy it if she couldn't find a way to pass through it. She had thought to use Julian to breach it. As far as he knew, it was a goal she had yet to accomplish. Her enslavement of him in the end worked against her machinations. Because of her twisted work, when the time had come for him to pass through, it had taken all his persuasive powers to convince the Guardians he and his followers were not evil and would, in fact, be killed by Belinda if they were not allowed safe passage. That would not be the end of it. He knew she would search for a way to reach him, and she would destroy him and the others without a qualm when she found their weakness. The Arch of Swans, located in what was now a park in Gideon, was a power source of good. He'd felt its cleansing vibrations as soon as he passed through the portal into this world. Its magic would afford them protection until they could find the strength needed to defeat Belinda. Its protective shield extended around the circumference of the town to a 5-mile radius encompassing the boundaries of the Gideon estate. The clean magic was a refreshing change from the dark, cloying sorcery of Belinda and her dominion. This would be where they would stand and fight, where they would become strong. He had promised them safety, and he would do his best to keep his promise. Added protections were in place, guards set to warn in case Belinda should discover their location before he was ready. He had known the key to his power lay within the heart of Gideon. He felt the magic of the night thread through him, empowering and naturally enhancing the gifts of his heritage, calling to him like a magnet of energy. Would he be able to wield it without warping it because of the darkness of Belinda's presence inside him? His mind wandered backward to the time when his love for Belinda had been an all-consuming passion, and he had placed her needs above those of others, had given all of himself to her. He had not understood then that his submission to her demands, his unquestioning loyalty and love, had been the fuel that helped to feed her dark, malevolent power. The more he gave to her, the more she demanded, until there was nothing left of the boy born of white swan magic. Everything he was became twisted and warped beyond recognition, and command of his own thoughts was no longer his. One incident stood out in his mind, far beyond the others. It was the moment when he'd realized exactly how all-encompassing her control was, the moment when he knew he could never be free of her. Primal Magic, Scent, by Adriana Dane, now available at Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. For information on other stories, visit www.adrianadane.com.